poll, vast majority of U.S. voters support a nationwide mask mandate. By Hannah Blow on August 4, 2020. Well over three-quarters of Americans would support a nationwide mask mandate, a Hill-Harris survey revealed on Monday. The survey, taken July 26 to 27 among 948 registered voters, asked, would you support or oppose a national mandate to wear a face mask? A hefty majority, 82%, said they would support such a mandate. Only 18% opposed. Of the 82%, 61% said they would strongly support the measure, and 21% said they would somewhat support it. Voters appear to be united on the issue across various age groups, races, and party lines. A majority of Republicans, 66%, indicated they would support a nationwide mask mandate, as did 85% of independents and 93% of Democrats. Dridden Neshoh, chief researcher and CEO at Harris, told Hill.tv that a national mask mandate is less of a partisan issue than you would think. Two-thirds of Republicans and over 8 in 10 independents and 9 in 10 Democrats are in favor of it, Neshoh said, according to The Hill. The survey's margin of error is +3.18%. It coincides with a recently released Morning Consult poll that shows 95% of Americans have worn face coverings in public places to some extent over the last month, a dramatic increase from the 50% of adults who indicated they were always or sometimes wearing a mask in public in April. Another survey, released in July, showed that a majority of voters supported mask mandates in their respective states punishable by fine or jail time. 72% indicated they either strongly or somewhat support the idea, the Morning Consult/Politico survey found. President Trump has strongly dismissed the prospect of implementing a nationwide mask mandate, although he has referred to masks as good. No, I want people to have a certain freedom. And I don't believe in that, Trump said during a July appearance on Fox News Sunday. No, and I don't agree with the statement that if everybody wears a mask, everything disappears. Hey, Dr. Fauci said, don't wear a mask. Our Surgeon General, terrific guy, said, don't wear a mask. Everybody who is saying don't wear a mask, all of a sudden everybody's got to wear a mask. And as you know, masks cause problems, too, he continued. With that being said, I'm a believer in masks. I think masks are good, he added. Dr. Anthony Fauci, who dismissed the need for mask wearing in March and said that a mask is not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is now urging local governments to be as forceful as possible in urging the public to wear face coverings. Many local governments are doing just that. Miami, Florida, an area hit particularly hard by the Chinese coronavirus, has reportedly deployed a team of police officers tasked specifically with implementing the local mask mandate. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner, D., is among the latest to take a concrete step in enforcement, announcing that police will now issue $250 fines to those who violate the mask order after an initial warning. Lives are at stake, so I'm taking this step to drive these numbers down, Turner said. Critics continue to question the effectiveness of masks and the authority of the government to issue mandates of that nature. A May study from the New England Journal of Medicine made waves after it indicated that a mask outside healthcare facilities offers little, if any, protection from infection. The study repeatedly emphasized the psychological impact of universal masking on the citizenry, identifying masks' role as visible reminders of an otherwise invisible yet widely prevalent pathogen and talismans that may help increase healthcare workers' perceived sense of safety, well-being. However, the journal released an update on June 3, stating that the intent of our article was to push for more masking, not less. Dr. Fauci has since indicated that experts don't know exactly to what extent people are less likely to transmit the coronavirus when they are wearing a mask. We don't know exactly, he told MarketWatch in a July interview. There have been a number of meta-analyses. One published in The Lancet on June 1, 2020 said masks and respirators reduce the risk of infection by anywhere from 78% to 85%, he said. Your guess is as good as any, 50% to 75% or 80% is probably correct, he added. Notably, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases director has signaled opposition to a controlled study on the effectiveness of masks. I would not want to do a randomized controlled study because that would mean having people not wear masks and see if they do better. Fauci said during a discussion with students at Georgetown University's Institute of Politics and Public Service. Right now, I'm convinced enough in the summation and totality of the data that has been analyzed by meta-analysis that I'm convinced that the benefit of wearing a mask clearly is there and is better than not wearing a mask, he explained. Fauci recently made headlines after photos emerged that showed the White House Coronavirus Task Force member going maskless in D.C., with his mask draped around his chin at the Washington Nationals season opener. Meanwhile, workers across the U.S. are experiencing mask fatigue, citing shortness of breath, anxiety, and headaches.